You're listening to Red Nation Online.
CANADA. Tell me, what's a Douglas fir?
Welcome to another episode of the Royal Westminster Podcast, where once again I'm speaking with Gavin Day, who's completing the final installment of his CONCACAF qualifying trilogy. Ahead of their final away match in the second round, we're going over Canada's training session prior to the match against St. Kitts, who were the players to watch, and what to expect from their opposition. Let's get to discussion now, and we hope you enjoy the pod. You're back from training, Gavin, and you've seen the team today. You know, let's start it off like we have for the last two. What have been your impressions, or what were your impressions of the squad heading into these final games of the second round of qualifying?
I mean, as always, it's still a very, very confident group. I mean, even you get to Elliott, who hasn't been squad in something like a year, he sort of has gathered that confidence very well. He talked very well about the group, and there have been some changes with, you know, with Bosnian and Hume being out. But in all, they're still confident, obviously, to take the game seriously. They did a lot of job done before heading back to Toronto.
And they have two games to get pretty much 1 point, so I don't think anyone is saying the pressure is on, but I think it would be ideal to wrap up the group Friday night. Are you getting any sense from Stephen Hart or the players in terms of like the message or the way the practice went on how they might be approaching this game differently from the last two?
Yeah, I mean, Hart actually made a note that when they played Puerto Rico in Toronto, he said to them, let's do this now, as opposed to the usual message of let's play the way we can and we'll get the job done. He almost put an expectation that they get the job done in Toronto. He said it might have been a little bit harsh, so he said he's just going to go back to the message of the way we usually do, play patiently, and the job will get done that way. And so yeah, he's almost changed how he spoke to the team prior to the home game last month.
Looking at the lineup, there's no real surprises in who got called up, but one player that we haven't seen in a while, of course, is the always fit Patrice Bernier. Speak again about him, but also how the midfield's looking and what you see the potential group that's going to be taking on St. Kitts.
Yeah, I don't think there are going to be too many surprises in the midfield. I think you might see Bernier inserted right away because, again, talking to Hart, he mentioned that Bernier's been playing regularly since joining Lyngby in Denmark, playing regularly and playing well. So I think, it should be the usual group with Josh Simpson, with Julian de Guzman. Bernier will fit in there somewhere. It's going to be a very experienced midfield, and that's will mean the difference of picking up a win or not.
In the last two games, or the last two away games that we've spoken, you've highlighted two attackers, Ian Hume and Olivier Ocean, as players to watch. And I'm wondering in this last away game that could hopefully, again, seal the group, who are you looking at to make an impact?
I haven't mentioned the last two times Dwayne De Rosario. He's still sitting on that 18 goals. He's still Dale Mitchell, and I think he's waited enough. He mentioned to me today that he doesn't honestly think about the record at all. He just feels that it'll come on its own. But I think it'll be his time to put out the performance. He's played well enough in creating chances in the last, but I think now it's his turn to maybe pop up. And another guy that does come to mind quickly in terms of attacking is Ocean once again.
One area you could argue is a weak spot for Canada is a relatively young and inexperienced back line. Off the top of my head, I guess we might be looking at Edgar and Adam Strath in the middle with Mike Lukowski and Nick Ledgerwood in the fullback position. Does that sound right to you? And how has the defensive setup looked in training?
Yeah, that's exactly it. The either putting in Klikowski or Ante Jazic like they did last month. It seems that the partnership, at least in the central defense with Edgar and Strait, is coming along very, very well. Strait could also figure in in Canada's Olympic qualifying run in March, which, you know, same thing with the you know, this is the time to get the experience against a team that's not as I guess, you know, infamous or higher profiles as the likes of Panama or Honduras that Canada will face in the next round. So, you know, given the challenges they've faced, this is, like I said,
time to learn. And this next question, it's not coming from awkwardness or a lack of discussion topics or meant to bring back flashbacks of horrible first dates, but you can't preview a CONCACAF fixture without talking about the weather. It always plays a factor, and I was curious where St. Kitts fits in environment-wise compared to Puerto Rico and St. Lucia.
It's feeling that Rico did in that you get clammy very, very quickly. There hasn't been too much in the way of movement of the air in the way of wind. That said, I think that's mostly because there was a big storm that was very windy. But it's left this sort of stickiness almost. But, you know, that I think it should move through. And we're sort of hoping that by tomorrow it feels St. Lucia, because St. Lucia was also very, very hot and very humid during the day, but come the evening, it was actually quite comfortable.
And you took a tour and got a pretty good look at Warner Park as a field and the facility, checked out, you know, it from pretty much top to bottom. This is what looks to be the second cricket ground Canada's played on. I'm wondering, how does it compare to St. Lucia? And then after that, how does it compare as well to Puerto Rico?
Well, the stadium itself is part of that, and it's actually next cricket oval, so it's a soccer-specific stadium, and it, of the three so far, I'd say it's the best pitch so far. In Puerto Rico is the refurbished baseball stadium, and it was on top of a very, very hard-packed surface. The second one was that cricket oval in San Lucia, where the cricket actual bowling area was. It was very hard. But the rest of it, if you spoke to the players, this one is by far the best. Apart from, you know, as I mentioned in the little written piece, there are a few anthills. Some you can see, some you can't. But the grass itself is very nice, and there is some sand in the goal areas. But in all, you know, you really can't complain about this park at all.
St. Kitts sound like, you know, despite where they're on the table, as a pretty confident side. And despite not having a win at home yet, is there any word from their training sessions, or what have you heard around the island with regards to this team?
Well, they know that they're the underdog. They obviously know that Canada has more pedigree, if you will. But you know, one of their long term players, Keith Gums, who plays in Indonesia of all places, he took four flights to get here. He's played, you know, all over the world, has more than 100 caps. He's 39, so he's in the twilight of his career. And he said, you know, playing against a team like Canada, which is higher, which is the favorite easily, it's almost, it gives you more motivation. And when it comes down to it, coaching staff and players say, you know, it comes down to what happens, you know, on the day. It's 11 against 11. Once the training's done and once the game starts, it all comes down to how they're playing on that given day.
What about, you know, the overall atmosphere right now on the island of St. Kitts surrounding this match?
It's interesting. I mean, at the St. Kitts training session, there were a few dozen people at the end of the field. They're very nice people. I've really enjoyed the time here. You know, there's a banner over one of the main roads in town, and some of the sculptures where, you know, it's St. Kitts versus Canada, and under St. Kitts, there's a pelican, or a picture of a pelican, which is, you know, a common bird here. And for Canada, they put a loon, which I found to be just an absolutely brilliant poster. But I mean, it's a busy time here. In addition to it being the beginning of cruise ship season, they're also actually announcing who gets to host the 2018 Commonwealth Games here tomorrow. The Commonwealth Games Committee's meeting in St. Kitts, and they'll have that announcement tomorrow. So it's busy, and you know, you can get that feeling that tomorrow might get that way as well.
Canada's last match was a pretty dull affair, and you kind of already indicated you know, where that might have come from with Steven Hart's comments, because there was a real lack of urgency on the pitch. And it wasn't helped by the fact that Puerto Rico put 10 men behind the ball. Has there been much talk of the style or tactics that St. Kitts will use? And in the training, did you see anything maybe that Canada was doing that would, you know, would be used to break that down should that scenario happen again?
Yeah, Canada really didn't give anything away with the training session. They kept it very brief, very light. Simeon Jackson made a note of saying that you know, you learn something when you're playing against a team like Puerto Rico, who sits every man behind the ball, essentially going for a nil-nil draw. But, you know, of course, Canada did have their chances against Puerto Rico, and on a given day, they convert those, which would absolutely change the complexion of that game entirely. I think the way they play it is a bit of a mystery, since, you know, they still mathematically have a chance of moving on. They need 3 points tomorrow, so you could see a team that does try to go forward, but the Canadian players, you know, expect a sort of typical CONCACAF counterattack performance where you can take all the Canadian pressure and then on your one chance, you notice that in one of their drills they were working on corner kicks. This is the same kids team I'm talking about. And the keeper would come out and claim the ball and then very, very quickly. So that might be, you know, a way to do a quick counterattack. You know, it used the pace and quickness that they're likely to have and get Canada that way. But it's still, you know, it's a big question mark as to how St. Kitts will approach that game.
As usual, Gavin, I want to wrap this up with just your thoughts on the actual game itself. You've been to all the away matches. You've seen the team prepare for all the games in this round. And I'm just wondering, with all that background that you've collected, you know, is there really any reason to think that Canada won't wrap up this group on Friday night?
No. Absolutely not. They've almost played better on the road so far. Obviously, with that 7-0 game in St. Lucia, I thought they played very well against Canada when they might have had a bit of a slow start, but they got stronger as the game progressed. And, you know, it might be the same situation tomorrow where Canada has a lot of the ball and they might not get a first goal most of the first half, but, you know, once they get one and they force St. Kitts to take some risks they wouldn't otherwise do and leave themselves exposed at the back, I think, you know, it should be a very, very comfortable game. But they almost seem to have been playing better on the road, and I don't see any reason why that shouldn't continue.
Perfect. Well, Gavin, I hope that's the scenario that plays out. And come next Tuesday, you know, it'll be a great environment at BMO Field to celebrate Canada moving through to the third round.
Sounds good. I can't wait to see it.
All right, Gavin, take care. Thanks a lot for your time. We hope you enjoyed the Royal Westminster. If you have any questions, suggestions, anything of that sort, please get in touch with us through email at haveyoursay@rednationonline.ca. And if you want to get in touch with us about anything on the site or any of our other podcasts, Inside the MLS, Eastside Stand Up, Red Nation Interview Series, the best way to get in touch is through email, again, at haveyoursay@rednationonline.ca. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.